Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi. Oh, I'm excited. There's so much coming in, guys. I know we're in the midst of concern and hopefully holding the focus of love and peace for all our friends in Florida. I received this beautiful prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. So we send that out to all our friends in Texas and in Florida. We've got a lot of the community, actually, down Florida way. So our thoughts are with you. Our love is with you. And we are holding the light. We are not holding the drama. Okay, so in several of my private sessions this week, and I'm just going to give you a hint here. Make sure you look for my emails this week for my e-blast, because there just might be something on there that you want. That's all I'm going to say. So in several of my private sessions and in my talkings and dealings with people, I've heard the phrase, you know, I had it and then I lost it, or I lost the weight and then I gained it back again, or I get on top of my money and then something happens and the money goes away again. And, you know, in my life and in yours, if you're conscious, when you start hearing things like this, and especially the third time, and then you hear it a fourth and a fifth, you got to stop, because that's like the universe giving you a personal telephone call, okay? Saying, look here, pick up the phone, talk to me about this. So I was told that this is a belief process, and they took me to core belief number 3. Now, again, I'm getting all this from my sheets that you can get in the Balance podcast on imdwallace.com. Core belief number 3 is, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. But really what it was when they changed the words is, I don't think I'm the frequency that can do this. So I want you to understand that just saying I'm God, believing I'm God, knowing that you're the God of you, doesn't mean that you're choosing everything positively and powerfully. You know, you are the God of your energy, and your thoughts and your focus and your perceptions of that energy is what creates whether you are the God of you looking at something positively or negatively. So there's a belief system around balance of the belief, I can never be God. And it's important that we define ourselves as I am the God of me. My I am presence knows that I hold the perfect balance of my energy around being the God of me. Now, if we are the God of ourselves who has the belief that something negative has to always come with something positive, just go back to the story of the Garden of Eden. That's what it's all about. Wow, we're in this beautiful garden. We got everything we want. We're blissfully happy. Look at this beautiful apple. And cut to the snake. There's got to be a snake, right? So some people define it as always looking for the other shoe to drop. If we have that belief system going, that means that the good always has to be balanced out with a negative. Now, that does not work vice versa, however. Negative does not always have to be balanced out with positive in our belief systems. So you can see how this core belief kind of runs everything: your weight, your money, your relationships, your success. Because if you are creating everything you want, and underneath that, the belief is, and it's got to go away, then you're not protecting yourself through the creation of and direction of your own energy by knowing I am open to receive all my good, and I know all my good flows to me all the time. So that they're bringing in right now, I had to get quiet there because they're giving me some new information. That's what people have always defined as karma. But I want you to remember that probably a year and a half ago, somebody asked about karma on the show, and the channel said there isn't any karma. It's all belief systems. So let's say you get a thing from Publishers Clearinghouse in the mail, and you go, oh, wouldn't that be great to win $1 million a year for life, or whatever the hell it is. And then the next thought is, oh, that's so stupid. Nobody ever wins. I'm not going to win. You have created instant karma. If you get Publishers Clearinghouse in the mail and you go, oh, wouldn't that be great? And you know, somebody's got to win. Why not me? I'm going to allow all my good to come to me. No karma. So karma is literally about, do you want to create and hold on to and focus and feel into the belief systems that serve you, or the belief systems that are a disservice to your own creation? So again, this is part of the webinar that's coming up, even though it seems remotely connected to weight loss. It was the comment about weight loss that finally triggered me to look at this pattern of what I had been hearing in private sessions. I had it, I lost it, I had it, I lost it, I lost it, I gained it, I lost it, I gained it. Goes both ways. So hope you'll join Dr. Bredici. You know, we've had Dr. Bredici on two or three times. You guys love him. He's no nonsense, and he tells it like it is. This Wednesday, 7 to 9 Pacific time, and you know where to go. IamDWallace.com to sign up. Okay, press 1, please, if you want to talk to the channel today so we can get everything in. And around weight loss, they wanted us to claim the cocktail. And we're using this as an example. In the ionosphere and beyond, and the ionosphere is the energetic band around the Earth. So in the ionosphere, in the energy going out to the ionosphere, and in the energy beyond the ionosphere, I am creation. It's up to me. It's up to you. We are creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light. I get to choose what I send out. And I am the electrical charge, the feeling of the electromagnetic hole within the hole. Of everything that draws things to me, I am the charge. And I am the charge that creates. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. Okay. All right. Basically, they want you to know for Wednesday, weight loss is, there's one concept that they want you to hold on to. If you put more in than the exercise and movement that you put out, you will be challenged with weight. That's a simple core principle. And now we are going to the callers. Yes. Please have your questions succinctly ready for me. Thank you. We're going to Kathy in Seattle. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty good, baby. How are you?
Pretty good. Your had it lost. It was actually perfect for my question regarding clients who schedule and then cancel. For me.
Yep. Okay. So the first thing that's coming in, Kathy, and I want everybody to hear this. You have to ask for what you want, but what you're asking for are more clients. You're not asking for consistent clients that stay.
Well, so I'm directing that I want clients who are committed.
I get a no as soon as you say that. So let's see where you're falling at. Okay. So there is a belief. All right. So they're explaining belief systems here to us, guys. Because you haven't been clear that you want committed in the beginning, right? You weren't clear that you wanted people who would commit to you, who would stay, you would build up a community, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Because you weren't clear about that, you attracted people who left. And it's also a part of this belief system. I can get them and then I have to lose them. Or if I get something that I don't want, then I can't get back to the other place. It works both ways. And so you build up a belief system of, my God, look at these people. They all leave. What's going on? What's going on? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So now it's kind of a belief system. And you have to get into the feeling, which they're saying you have not done. Guys, I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. If you don't go into the feeling of joy and love around what you want, you're not creating it. Period. I don't care what you say. I don't care how many meditations you listen to, books you read, words you announce. If you don't go into the feeling of love and joy around already experiencing what you want, you are not really creating it in the physical form. So.
Okay, yeah, because I go into the feeling of angst.
Yeah, and that pushes away what you're asking for.
Right.
But that's how we've been taught to do it. Oh, let me worry, let me work, let me try harder, let me, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All of that pushes away what you want. If you joyfully love taking action, right, and doing all that, then the creation is multiplied. So it doesn't make any sense. You can't go to your brain. You can't go to your mind about it. Doesn't make any sense. Just do it.
Okay.
I'm going to steal from Nike. Just do it. This is the way it works. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to go try it now. Now, there's something
right.
else coming in, they're saying, that's keeping you from doing this, from feeling the joy about it. Hold on. Give me a song, please.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay. So there's a belief system, Kathy, that this follows you. And now they're showing me your mother. So what does your mother have to do with this scenario following? It's almost like this follows the family.
Following. Well,
that this belief follows you wherever you go, like Mary's Little Lamb, right?
Uh-huh.
And it started with your mom when you were a little girl. So what did you witness with your mother about, I want it, but I just can't get it. I want it, but I just can't get it. And it's really specifically, I want them to respond to me, but they don't.
Yeah, I was kind of being the middle child, kind of, you know, you're too old for this, you're too young for that. And so I felt that I wasn't getting the attention everybody else was getting.
Okay, that's part of it. But I want you to be a little girl and look at your mom. Where did your mom say, I want the following, I want the attention, I want to be noticed, but I'm not. Did she model that for you?
What she modeled was that she went along with everything, even though she wanted to say no.
Okay. So we don't want you to go along with everything that little girl learned from her mom anymore. This belief system isn't serving you.
Uh-huh.
And it's a part of what I talked about in the first show. I want what I want, and I know that I can get everything that I want.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what you have to feel into, all of us. That's what we have to feel into now around everything. You don't start creating. You don't write your affirmations. You don't make your vision boards. You don't do anything without being in the state of love and an open heart first. And the more you
okay.
can expand it, the more creation happens. That's
okay.
your answer, baby. And that's
okay.
everybody's answer, by the way. So quit fighting it and just try it, will you, Kathy? It's
yes.
so easy, guys. It's so easy, but we're not doing it. Let's do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Thank you, thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. I'm watching it work in my own life, guys. Come on, get on board here. You're just hearing me today ain't going to do it. Patty, are you feeling joy and love, joy and love, joy and love about refinancing your house?
You know, I not this week.
I get that you're closer, though.
Okay, because I've been working on, no, I am focusing on loving myself more. And
yep.
You know what came up for me is about energy to exercise, and then I started to cry. It's like I want my body to do more.
Okay, well, sure, it makes sense. you know, and guys, you're never going to get more of anything until you accept and love right where you are.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not judging me. I'm not putting me down. I'm not saying, God, why can't I do more? Why can't I do push-ups at 70? Why can't, you know? No, I'm going to love my body the way it is, and I know that I want my body to do more. So what's the first step I can take instead of just sitting here and dumping on myself for not doing it?
Just do as much as I can.
Do as much as you can while you love yourself for doing whatever you can. You know, it's like when I went to the gym when my daughter took me back, and I said to the guy, don't go too fast because it'll make me discouraged and I won't want to come back, because I know me. Now, every time I go, I do a little more, I stretch a little further, and I'm feeling so much self-esteem for myself, but I had to start. And if you start from the place of putting yourself down and not being happy and judging yourself, you're never going to start, Patty.
No, it's the pain factor and regarding the state of my body, you know, with the cancer and the chemo. It's
okay. What they're saying though is, can you accept that that's where you're at right now and love your body for doing what it can?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know that will put me in joy, more joy.
What?
And I know it comes
judging
down to
yourself.
Being happy.
You're going to be in more judge for judging yourself for not doing enough? I don't think so.
Well, okay. And it's not just exercising, it's just doing enough in the house, you know, like getting things done.
Okay, again.
I'm judging myself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love yourself for where you're at, and you get up and you go, okay, today I love you, body. I'm going to feel love for you. So, what would you, I know what you're going through, and I'm going to love you through it. What do you feel like doing today? Because we know we feel better when we do some productive things. What do you feel like doing today? Can you feel the difference instead of, God, I've got to push myself to do something today because I need to do more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's like walking into a nourishing sanctuary or a judgmental party room.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I get it. Yeah.
You got to be your own best friend, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you for telling me about the refinancing, because that makes me feel so much better too.
Yeah, you have to love what you want. Everybody say that right now. I have to love what I want to create. I have to love what I want to create. That's the rule. Thank you, baby.
Love you so much.
You too. And I love your body, Patty. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I am calling first to celebrate a couple of wins.
Yeah.
I sold my grand piano. Which I've been working on for a couple months. And the family that it went to, this young boy is such an accomplished player. The look on his face when he sat down and heard how this piano sounds. Oh my gosh, it was so perfect, and it just
isn't that wonderful.
Me so much joy.
You bet. To pass that on to somebody who really appreciates it and can use the grandeur of it. Wow, I can feel into that. That's beautiful.
Yes. Oh yes. And the other massive thing, it just dropped in. I got super clear that we're moving out of this house. I gave 30 days notice. We're selling all the rest of our stuff, and we're going to go to Idaho for a couple of months to help my mom, who's clearing out my childhood home and putting it on the market and getting it sold, and she's going to move in with her sister in California. So that's the plan, and after that, you know, it's open.
Yeah, and isn't – okay, so there's a lot of endings you're talking about.
Yes.
But the most remarkable thing about endings is there's new beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, everybody said, oh, my God, you know, your show's coming to an end. Are you sad? Are you nervous? I'm going, no, I'm so excited for what's going to come now.
I am so excited.
Yeah. Instead of living in the state of fear of the unknown, we're excited that we know we can create anything we want with this new beginning. There's always new beginnings. And really, I know on a much more emotional and grand scale, that's what a lot of this weather represents. You have to start new. You can't hold on. There's nothing old to hold on to.
Yeah.
Where's the new beginning? Where's the new beginning?
Yeah.
So
and I'm creating my freedom. That's the biggest thing I feel.
You bet. And we can hear it, Emily, in the vibration of your voice. We can hear it. Right? So,
yeah.
You know, everybody, Kathy, look at, wow, a new beginning of creating clients that you know, establish this community with me. And I'm looking to a new beginning this year of continued expansion. I want to get out to more people. I want you to bring people to this community. I'm asking for you to, but you know what? People will call me and say, you know, Dee, I put it out to 4 people and I go on and on and on about how this has changed my life, but they don't ever follow up. They don't ever tune in. And I'm going, guys, the only people that are going to find this community are the people who are ready to take responsibility for themselves and not be led astray with all the BS spiritual stuff that's out there. You know, this is a tough love, big love, but tough love community where we stand up and go, okay, how can I get me out of the way for my new beginning? That's really exciting, Emily. Did you have any other question, baby?
Well, I want to say I heard it, you know, I've been hearing it forever, but it finally sunk in, the start with the feeling. And I've been doing that, holding that focus so much more consistently. Yeah.
Thank you.
If there's anything the channel has.
Absolutely nothing. Just keep doing. You know what they're showing me? A bunch of people jumping up and down and clapping. So,
yay!
Yeah, just keep that freedom of you going, because that's what it's all about. And the way will be opened and paved for you, Em.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You bet. Woohoo! I love that. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty fabulous.
Great. Well, I also had kind of an up and down this week, a really big up, leading a rehearsal / kind of like teaching, directing. We each do it in the cohort. We have each take a turn, and I felt really great and really in touch with my power, and I think it went really, really well. And
good.
Then, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was awesome. And then the next day we fill out the survey and of what we want to work on, and then we're going to get put into groups, and that became like really stressful, and all of a sudden I went into the toilet and I was like a mess, and I was just like, I don't want to be left behind, which makes no sense, rationally speaking.
Yeah, that's an old belief system, see, and that's exactly the pattern.
Right.
I have it, and then I lose it. I've got it, then it has to go away. Okay, and you see how that's no fun.
No.
No fun. It was a lot more fun when you were feeling awesome, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And who's the only person that can get you back there?
Me.
You bet. So, do you know how, Iris?
I do, but I guess there's something else I want to bring in. I wonder how much this has to do, like, with just hormones. You know, it correlated very strongly with having my period and then getting...
Absolutely,
like,
nothing.
That's a pattern. Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
That's okay. That's a lovely Western belief system that women have liked to use to keep them in a less powerful position.
Okay.
So let me ask you,
mm-hmm.
do you think Hillary Clinton could get up and go... You know what, when she was Secretary of State, I'm not going to deal with anybody today because I'm all down on myself because my hormones are kicking in.
No.
Yeah, see,
no,
she wasn't in
not.
A position where she could allow herself to do that. And I'm right. saying to all of us, neither are we anymore.
Right.
So what do? Hormones are energy.
Uh-huh.
Are you directing your hormones to be balanced? I get a no.
Okay.
I know my period's coming up, so I'm going to direct my hormones to be in balance, to stay in balance. I'm going to love myself. I don't need this belief system anymore to use this as an out.
Right.
I don't need the, you know, Mercury's in retrograde excuse. Well, seriously, guys. There's a lot of challenges. Are you
right.
going to take the challenge as a detrimental blow to your energy? Or are you going to look at the challenge and go, okay, I may need to focus a little more today, but I'm going to do it. Let me find my love. Let me find my joy. Okay, little hormones. You feel that? See, you've just got to do the work, guys. We are training our brains to live consciously. We are training our brains and our energy systems not to accept the lack of power that we've been taught. Okay?
Right.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Okay.
Keep focused.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Miss Ann in Oakland. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hey, baby.
I have been thinking and feeling creating is fun and easy, and it is new. It has been a very new concept for me in my childhood especially, and I think about jumping on the bed is kind of what gets me to that feeling. Like jumping on a trampoline and feeling free and woo. And then I invite my little girl up and she's like, eh, and she's standing there with her arms crossed. And
okay.
I don't feel she's on board.
You know what? You don't need her anymore.
Mm.
Those are the words they're giving me.
That's big.
You don't need her anymore. You go, okay, you don't want to play? Fine. I'm going to get up and jump on the bed.
Oh.
And you know what? Then she'll come.
Oh, okay.
But she's playing a big game with you going, well, let's see who's in more power.
Oh, got it.
Right? And it's going to be you from now on in.
Right.
You know, if you feel the resistance in you about having fun, go have fun anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Go, no, I'm going to make this choice for myself. This is what I'm going to do. Hold on. Is there anything else? I swear to God, that's all they're giving me.
And then, well, my second question is, how do I keep that feeling to something I previously would dread, like rewriting my resume. So how do I have a feeling of jumping on the bed to writing a resume?
I teach this every week. You see if you can find the answer. What's the first thing you do to create anything?
Well, I would hear you say, go to your love place.
Yep, because you see, you can't feel dread when you're in the state of love. You got to love whatever you want to create. So, if you're in the state of love, guys, you can love a resume. You can love rewriting the resume. You can love the red dot, which is what we used for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The resume is the same thing as a red dot. You don't need a reason to love. Other than you just know that's what creates. So they want to give you a core belief also that you can get out of your way to make it easier to hear, hear, hear. I'm scared to death to be here. Okay. And here is in your power. I'm scared to death to be powerful. And why do you think we would all be scared to death to be powerful? Because we believe there's a snake coming and it's going to go away, but it's not.
Got it.
So go into joy, go into love, and write that resume without judging yourself. Just write the resume. You can always look back over it and go, wow, I think I want to redo this one more time.
Right.
Let me put it out and get some feedback, you know, and make sure you get feedback from people that you trust, that you're not putting feedback out to somebody who's always put everything you've done down, because that's just you creating the snake.
Mm.
You got it?
Yes.
Okay. Again, you cannot, your energy and your brain cannot hold two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in Conversations with God, Neil Donald Wall says, or God says, at the end of everything, there's only one question to ask, fear or love? You go to fear, you do not create what you want. You go to love, love creates everything. Do you understand?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, good. Go feel into that now. Feel into it. Okay. Bye-bye, baby. Miss Alberta, you're on. What's up?
Miss D, how are you?
Pretty fabulous.
Same here. D, I have a grandson who's 3.5 years of age, and I find he has delayed speech. Maybe it's just me. Is there something the channel can guide me with that?
They're showing me, there's two things coming in. First of all, people don't talk to him enough. They talk around him. They talk to each other, but they are really not talking to him in a way to engage him. The second thing is, the first thing they showed me was this friend of mine's daughter, who's one of the most brilliant women I know, and she really didn't start writing or talking a lot till she was almost 7 years old.
Wow.
So who is it that said if you're not talking a lot by the time you're 3.5, there's a problem?
I know the doctors aren't concerned. It's just me.
Well,
I don't see him that often, and I felt, wow, he's not using his words as much as I felt he should be when I'm speaking with him.
Okay, so we're going to a core belief within you.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, it's back to that, what we talked about first, I can never be God. So basically what he's plugging you into is you go into fear when you don't have control over something. You see, you can't be his God. He's got to be his God. And so instead of judging him or worrying about whether he's okay, and remember when we did one of the webinars, the channel said, worry is the biggest sin you can do against your children. Because
correct.
Worry focuses you on what you don't want. And certainly takes you out of the feeling of love.
So what would be a good exercise for me to work with him?
Be with him. Don't work with him.
Okay.
Just be with him. Play with him.
Okay.
And let whomever he is be okay with you.
Alrighty.
You know? The more you play with him and allow him, and by the way, not what you want to play, but what he wants to play, because he'll talk more about the things he's interested in. And people are trying to get him interested in a lot of stuff he's not really very interested in. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't talk about math either.
They're introducing way too many things.
Yeah, I get a big yes, and he's freaking overwhelmed.
Oh,
and what
kidding.
Do we do when we get overwhelmed? We shut up. We close up. We clam up.
Oh, they're introducing way too many toys and activities and everything. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but
so
I don't interfere.
When you're with him, throw out a lot of stuff and see where he goes. What do you want to do? You want to just sit here and color and talk? Fine with me. We don't need all these techie toys. You want to go for a walk and look at all the great bugs outside? Oh, my God, my kid loved to look at the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
They will find fascinating things that you've totally forgotten about in this life.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
You have all
you
the
are
answers.
So, you I do, and you are so helpful, my dear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Quit judging him. You know, let him be who he is. He'll find his way. Okay.
I think so.
Bye-bye.
I was judging him as okay, bye. Thanks, Dee.
You bet. Okay, Chris. You got to tell me real quickly, what do you want?
Hey, I knew I was going to be next. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's an awesome call, by the way. There's a lot of good stuff coming in. I'm doing really a lot better with my business. The last couple months, like, things have really shifted for me in a big way. And I'm really happy with, you know, the way things are going. But I'm ready to make more money. Like a lot more money doing what I love. And
you
got to
get rid
of
the worry, Chris. There's still, and I can even hear it in the vibration in your voice. You know, there's still this little part of you that is looking for the snake. Oh, wow, this is going really well, but where's the snake? And
right.
We don't want that. We don't want that. We want the joy and the love of, where's another new beginning? And where's another new beginning? And how can I expand into another new beginning? Right? That's what we've all got to ask ourselves right now. How excited can I be about the new beginning? And where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I'm going to embrace it and allow it. And then it expands, sweetheart. Then it expands. Okay? They're saying there's nothing else for you, Chris. You're doing everything right. Just keep focused on the love and the joy and the expansion. Okay?
Yesterday I went to a big show with my board and stuff, and I had a lot of fun, and I got a lot of good feedback and a lot of good response, but, you know, I didn't make any sales. So,
okay, did you have them sign up? Do you have any way you can follow up?
Well, I handed out a lot of business cards. And you know,
okay, well, they're suggesting a sign-up board, and, you know, in case I have any specials or sales, would you like, you know, you got to be a little privy about your marketing there from the standpoint of, I have amazing stuff and I want to share it with the world.
Exactly.
And that's why I want you all to watch your emails this week for a surprise I'm sending out. But that's your answer, Chris. You're doing everything right. Quit looking for the snake. Just go, woo-hoo.
Okay.
Look at how it, see, as soon as you don't make it a sale, you go, oh, the snake's around here somewhere. Instead of, okay, I planted a lot of good seeds here today, and I got a lot of great feedback, and I'm just feeling into all those sales from the seeds I planted today.
Yeah.
You don't want to let yourself defer back to where your brain has always gone, where's the snake? Where's the other shoe fallen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I do feel like I've made a major shift in the last
absolutely. They're just telling you to hold it now.
Right.
To hold that and not go default back. And that's what we're all being asked to do. All right, baby. Thank you. And give that baby a kiss for me. Joellen in Indianapolis. Hi, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. Now you're on. Hi, honey.
You're so awesome. Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. What can we do for you?
I love all of your information, your affirmations. I've been creating all this and whatnot. I'm kind of wondering, where's the best place for me to be in order to find this partner that I'm bringing in? My love life.
Well, I swear to God, they said within yourself. The best place for you to create this partner is within yourself. So, number one, are you the partner? Do you look at yourself as the partner that somebody would want to be with?
It's interesting you say that. Just last night I was sitting with a friend of mine and I said to her, I like myself. I'm waiting for someone to like me too. I enjoy being me. So I'm ready to bring him in.
I get a yes,
right.
But Joellen, they're saying you have to be willing to share the you that you love with somebody else because you're kind of used to just being with you. You like the space of you, right? And oftentimes you have to find a balance. You have to understand in relationships, guys, you can define a relationship any way you want to define it. You know, my guy was getting ready to move in with me and both of us, the closer this started to get there, the bitchier we both got. And we looked at each other and went, you know, the other way works better for us, doesn't it? And, you know, now he comes when we both want to get together and when we both want to work and have time by ourselves, he goes to his place. And it works out real well for us. Everybody else around us thinks, well, when are you going to commit? When are you going to do? Well, we are committed. We're just committed in the way that works for us. And that's what's holding it away from you is you have to get. Yeah.
Interestingly, though, I felt as if God wanted me to be comfortable with myself and love myself. So I felt like
you are God.
I understand that.
You wanted
an easy way for me to say it that way.
Wanted you to be comfortable with you. Now you are, and now you have to ask yourself, how do I share that with somebody else without losing the comfort or with keeping the comfort about myself? And when you've never asked yourself that question. And when you sit down and really start writing out, okay, or feeling into what feels good, how much of me do I want to share? I get to define this however I want to. When you get clear about that, he'll be there.
I feel like I've always been saying that, though, that I've wanted a partner to share my life with me on an equal balance.
I get a no when you say that, because you aren't clear what an equal balance means to you. An equal balance can be defined in 500 million different mm-hmm. ways, depending on who you are. So you find out your definition of what an equal balance is with someone.
And how do you suggest that? Meditation or
journaling? I would just start writing. I just start writing.
Okay.
And I go and go into your heart first and then start writing, Joellen. And like gosh, does that mean he moves in with me? I move in with him eventually. Does that mean we're together 24/7? Does that mean he has to be spiritual because I am? You got to get clear about all those things, because subconsciously you cannot direct your energy if you're not. Okay?
And he's in this location, correct?
No, Joellen, nobody's in the location yet because you have not defined who you want. You've got to do that first. You see, you're going to all these other questions that are the snakes in the garden. Well, what if he's not here? Well, then what the hell do I do? Do I have to move?
I guess because I have been doing that. I you know how they always say, write down a list of things.
I've done that. Nope. I get a no around specifically what they gave you today. You have to define how you want to mix your freedom energy with somebody else. All right, baby. Thank you.
Just play with it.
Play with it. You'll find it. But you can't keep fighting it. Okay, Susan, real quick, I want to get you on. What's up?
Oh, well, I'm doing very well. I'm resting, getting better every day.
My arm still hurts
from the fall, but I feel that that's just
okay. So
you know,
stop, because they're stopping me and you. When you said I get a yes, your arm still hurts, and when I say from the fall, I get a no.
Okay.
So could you please let go of that idea and just tell your arm it's okay for it to feel fine now?
Okay.
Okay. And
it's okay for it to
feel the love into that arm.
Okay.
Okay. What else? There's something else we have to get to.
Well, you know, I went out to karaoke last night. I wasn't sure I would do that or not. And my voice is better than it was even before the operation on my cancer.
Well,
and
yippee.
I'm thinking because at the NAC here, this is an art center, they're going to be having rehearsals for doing musical theater, and my passion is loving to sing. I love to sing.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about, well, maybe I should, you know, try out.
Why not?
And go in that direction. Because
Why
I
not?
Absolutely adore it. I love singing. I love acting.
Okay, then you know that. So why wouldn't you try out?
I'm going to. I'm planning it.
Okay.
As soon as they set the dates for the rehearsals and for the, you know, the tryout.
And I can tell you as an actress, guys, and this goes for everything, it's not about getting it. You can't go in going, I'm going to go in and audition to get it. You got to go in to audition and just have whatever time it is with that delicious moment where you get to sing and act and have fun.
Right. And then go on from there, because I come from a family of singers. I'm like, this is something that I just love. I mean, even if it's just karaoke, I would do that, and I'm so into it that it's just fulfilling.
Well, then,
it's just the most wonderful thing in the world for me.
Susan is telling you and giving you the message, do what you love. Go do what you love, what gives you joy, what gives you happiness, right? What makes you empowered. Look around your house. If there's anything in your house that is disempowering you, like clutter and crap like that, take care of it. Because everything in your life, you want to empower you.
Thank
you.
And the
more joy and love that you have for yourself and everything you do and the people around you, the more you empower yourself. Do you understand?
Thank you. I absolutely do understand.
You bet. Go get him, Susan.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Dee. I love you.
You bet. I love you, too. Oh, my gosh, guys. I flew, but I didn't fly quite fast enough. Couldn't get to everybody. Please join us Wednesday night. You know how powerful these webinars are. You know every time we get to the end, we go, my God, the information. Who knew all this was coming in? And besides, I just like to hang with you guys. That's my joy and love place. So join us Wednesday. Go to I Am Dee Wallace right on the homepage. You can sign up. And until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and yippee, love yourselves more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.